This is Charlie, and you're listening to Zenit of the Skill to Catch Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford at Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to get us started with a version of Dark Star. I'm not sure when. I'll tell you guys when. Probably sometime during the song once I figure it out. But I just grabbed this one off the shelf. Wasn't looking at it too closely. Needed a song to start us off today. And that's what it'll be. So enjoy.
Thank you. pouring its light into ashes. Breeze attaches the forces tenders from the axis. Searchlight casting for faults in the clouds of delusion. Shall we go, you and I, while we can? Through the transitive nightfall of diamonds.
Hello.
Hi.
Mia's here now.
Hi.
This is Charlie. You're listening to WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi.
We just listened to Dark Star. That was the first concert that the Grateful Dead recorded live.
Oh, wow. When and where?
I'm looking at it on the screen right now. February 27th, 1969, the Fillmore West was the first concert recorded on a 16-track.
Wow. Where was this Fillmore?
Recorder, I guess.
Where?
In California.
Oh. That's very cool.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Because there's a Fillmore in like every... And there's one in Miami. That's really cool, though.
I have plenty of time. Hey, what's up, party people? Oh, it's fucking crowded in here. Yes, Woody Woodpecker says. All right, I'm going to go outside and milk the cow.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
WMFO Adverb.
Shut up, gun.
Hello, this is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.
Mia's outside eating my cookie. Yeah. She's denying it through the window, but now she's eating the cookie. Tisk, tisk. Just because I'm in here slaving away over the studio buttons, I can't get a cookie. No, I'm just joking. Oh, what are we going to listen to next? It's a good question. This is a really cool cover. I've never heard this before. I just found it randomly. It's a Nona Hendrix Skin Diver. The cover is a person in a jaguar fur thing with a, like, deer skull for a head holding a very small snake. So, I've never heard this before. You've probably never heard this before. Mia signaling through the window that she's never heard this before. So, I'm going to turn it on and then maybe go have some of that cookie myself, because Lord knows I need it.
Thank you. Light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. So hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Hello? 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 Sorry, I wasn't quite ready to talk just yet, but the song ended. I'm busy making an Instagram post telling people to listen to the radio, but can't tell you to already listen to the radio because if you can hear this, you're already listening. It's pointless to advertise to you. I've already got you in my clutches. The last song was Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I've grabbed that one. I grabbed a couple of various combinations. We're playing off records today, only records. But I grabbed a couple of their records because I thought the way that we'd labeled them when we got the records was very funny. This one was Crosby, Stills, Nash, etc. And there was another one that was just Crosby, Nash, but the person who cataloged it originally
said
wrote Crosby, Stills, Nash, and just crossed out the Stills.
You know what? It's a great way of cataloging. I mean, I honestly didn't know that there were so many versions of Crosby, etc. until you were talking to me about it.
There's a lot, and not all of them... Not all of the bands that included more than one member, I think, had that like naming formula, because Buffalo Springfield,
right,
was
right,
Stills and Young.
That's right. That's right. So Crosby was at the forefront of everything. Just wanted to take a quick pause and say, Duolingo is paying off.
You're getting better at Italian?
Not only that, I, at the restaurant, sat down an Italian family, but I didn't know that they were Italian until I, like, left, right? And so when they left, I was like, ciao, buonanotte, and they were like, oh, ciao, buonanotte, grazie mille. That's it. That's all I said. I said goodnight in Italian, and it, I think it's paying off. I don't know.
Did they give you a tip?
I wish. I don't get tipped. I'm a hostess. I'm just a host. I'm just a baby. Yeah. Me. Many things are running through my mind right now.
Can you keep our listeners occupied for
course.
Just a minute while I make an Instagram post?
But yeah, that happened at the restaurant today. And then... Oh, I also... I learned so much chisme. Which Charlie knows about it, but I don't... I cannot talk about that on air. About a couple of things my bosses did. Well, not talk about that. But... I don't know. I like working at the restaurant. You guys should come visit. It's called Shy Bird, and it's in Cambridge. It's at the MIT stop. Like, literally, you have no excuse for not going, because it's literally off the train. It's right there. It's right, like, you literally get off the train and it says Shy Bird. So definitely go visit. There are multiple vegan and vegetarian options if you are one of those. I know I got a couple of those questions today. It's like, do you have vegetarian and gluten-free options? And I'm like, yeah, actually we do. So if you are even gluten-free, if you got celiac disease, then welcome. Come on in. We can even alter your food for it to not harm your body. But yeah, it's good. I don't know. Their chicken's really good. I mean, Shy Bird, hence the name. But it's very funny. I think that the chickens today were looking very comfortable while they were being rotisseried. Is that a word? Rotisseried? While they were being rotisseried. I even took a video, but they looked like they were really hugging the pole today that they were being rotated on. Low-key, kind of cute. I'm also making friends with the regulars, which is really crazy. There's this guy named Christopher Roy, who comes in literally every time during my shift to pick up food for Christopher Roy. And Esty the bestie. She's like an old lady that always comes in with nice dresses on for her food, for her half a chicken and fries. Oh my god, and another regular today.
I can confirm that the half a chicken is good.
True. Oh my god, it's still in the fridge. That's probably old. That's been in there for a while. Okay, we gotta get rid of that. Oh my gosh, and there's this little dog. So the dog's owner, Annette and Andrew, very kind people. And their dog is named Sancho. Oh my god. He is a little vicious, though, because sometimes he likes to bite people. But the good thing about this job, too, is that I get to see a lot of really cute dogs. And I get to bring them water. And I get to pet them. Because I'm like, oh my god, you have some water? And I get them water. Because, frankly, it's hot outside. What's this?
So, this is one of the albums that you grabbed. It's Chicken Scratch, Important People Lose Their Pants.
Yes.
I was thinking that can be what we listen to next.
Yeah, I think it's
but
great. I don't know which song.
We need
song
to choose a song. We've never heard this one before.
No.
Once again, we're picking random stuff up from the walls.
Huh.
What are our options?
There's Habit Camp. Then there's Possum. Undertow. Fertilizer. Find the Guilty Pig. That's the one we're listening to.
I should also tell the people what we're listening to right now in case they're curious. under us, if you can even hear it. I don't know if it's loud enough. I'm not wearing my headphones.
It's a little loud.
Rainbow Goblin's Story by Masayoshi Tanaka.
I like it.
It's got the... Well, it caught my
eye. Wait, can you turn it up just a tiny little bit, please?
It has the goblins as, like, the Grateful Dead bears.
Oh, it's great.
Along the bottom of the sleeve.
Can we play Find the Guilty Pig, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we can.
I'm very curious. I liked it because of the famous people lose their pants bit of the cover. No clue. No clue what it could be. Yeah. It could be... I'm so curious now. But I do like this goblin situation we have going on over here.
I'm not sure if this would be the right song.
It's fine. I think it's the second to last one.
Yeah, but the... I don't know. It looks weird.
Huh. Okay.
It looks weird.
Valid. They might be short. I don't know. I don't know anything about those. All right.
So, Mia, what did you think of that song?
First? I actually really liked it. I really liked it.
What's it called?
Find the Guilty Pig by Chicken Scratch. Recorded in 1989.
We've got kind of an 80s
during
theme.
During 2 days, September 9th and September 10th, in 1989. Only 2 days. Yeah, we got an 80s theme going on. Recorded in New York. And yeah, I think that was pretty cool. Pretty cool. Do you want me to read the piece? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and cold is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public message, health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and that message goes out to all the little kids I teach. Stop coughing in my face. And stop wiping your boogers on your hands and then, like, touching everything. That's all. Yeah. What's up?
Now we've fulfilled our legal PSA requirement.
Yeah.
Anything else? No?
Anything with you?
No. Nothing.
Hmm.
This is Charlie, and you're listening to Center of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. It's the end of our first hour, and...
Absolutely no
time
way.
For the second hour.
What the poop?
We got more music.
Can I say that? What the poop?
What the poop?
What the poop?
We're not out of records yet. We're not...
But that's crazy.
We might play one song off the computer, and maybe a couple in the second hour, because there were a couple of... songs that I wanted to play but couldn't play in the first hour because we weren't in safe harbor hours yet. I want to listen to the song What's the...
Well, which one?
I'll keep it a secret for now.
Okay, okay. You'll tell me with the
mic. Yeah, I'll tell you after we hop actually off the air.
Hopping off. What are you gonna play now? We should totally do karaoke at some point. It would be really cool if, like, listeners called in and played along or something. Right?
We can't really do that right now because the phones are a little messy, so people can still call
maybe
in.
Later. But through there.
Yeah, just through the phone. We're going to have to put you up next to the mic because it's not so... I might have fixed it because I was in the studio for a couple hours before we hopped on the air.
Oh, really?
Working on some stuff because I rigged the on-air lights to work again.
Wait, see.
I was messing with the phones, but I'm not sure if I got them to work. So I didn't
maybe
get a chance to
should
test
I try?
Them.
You want to try testing him
no,
at that?
No, that's too scary.
Okay, 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 okay.
We're going to listen to more Neil Young next.
Love it. Neil Young. Young Neil.
True. Do you think that's where they got that from in
that
Scott Pilgrim?
That is 100% where they got that from. 100%. I think that, like, most names in Scott Pilgrim are derived from... Let's see. Scott Pilgrim name references. Oh, opening Reddit. Here we go. Well, that one's definitely Young Neil. Here we go. 15 glaring pop culture references in Scott Pilgrim.
I can't find where the next song's supposed to start. I might be a little blind today.
No, that sucks because I'm also blind. Should be around there.
All right, that's the song that we wanted to listen to. Okay, we're going to listen to Southern Man.
Wonderful.
But where's it start?
Oh, does it not start there?
Nope.
Do you want me to try? Let's see. You think it's it? Yeah.